Hi, welcome to Hocus Pocus, Let's Focus podcast. I'm Susie.
And I'm Dee.
And we are two witchy friends opening up the broom closet door. If you are curious or have any questions about the overall spiritual and physical journey, we are here to create a fun and safe atmosphere.
So sit back as two witchy friends bring you information on interesting topics as we jump into this Hocus Pocus, Let's Focus episode.
Hi, everyone. Sorry.
Hi, y'all.
I was holding my giggles.
It's hilarious. We had to record because Denora does not understand when it's like, yeah, I'm going to get my notes out. And notes in our world are two different notes.
Oh, my gosh. I had to, like, stop my giggles.
Yeah, just no, girl, it was hilarious because I couldn't bullshit my way through the person. I'm like, wait,
but you know
what?
You almost had me sold. I was like, okay, here we go. Like, and then you started laughing. Wait, what?
Okay, there you go. I could bullshit that. But I'm like, what does the ending say? And I couldn't find my notes in my computer because Denora's computer and my brain have like 1,000 tabs open. Like, I have pages out. I know why I have my Excel sheet out.
It felt like you were like that buffering on TikTok.
Yeah, it's exactly how, like,
Oh my gosh, that was so funny. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh.
I missed you. I missed recording.
Me too. Yes.
Fall is here.
Fall is here. We had done a few episodes in advance, only because I was starting, the school year was starting, so I was nervous about, you know, not having the time or the energy to record. So we did a few in advance. So we have, yay, we're finally back together. Yay. So I'm excited.
I miss this mm-hmm. so much, like my poor little. And when the episodes deploy, you guys don't know. As we try to make it.
See? Yeah.
But no, honestly, this is the fun part. I was telling Susan, I'm like, can we just move these episodes to fall?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to feel the fall.
The fall, even though today was, what, 92 degrees today?
Yeah. Hey. It's fall not is 100. A personality. Fall is a personality. I definitely feel like, oh my God, we need to go to a pumpkin. Tell Danny, like, whenever you guys are free, we're gonna go to a pumpkin that's gonna be H. Phillip at the pumpkin patch. I get to finally use my caption that I've been.
Yes.
Stressed and obsessed and the little pumpkin spice obsessed. That's my life right there.
That'll be so fun just to get away. But I hope everyone out there is enjoying, quote unquote, now that it's officially fall.
It is.
So
how do you guys feel?
I hope it gets a little bit cooler, but.
But you know what? I do feel it. I was talking about this with my aunt the other day. I have a love-hate relationship with fall. Like, I love fall to my core. I literally look forward to fall all year round. But fall makes me very sad.
Why?
Because it starts to get dark soon. Like, I know.
Oh, yeah.
And I notice that when it gets, like, right after Letha,
mm-hmm.
I started to notice that more and more. Like,
yes,
the nights were getting shorter. The nights were getting shorter. Mm-hmm. And now that I see it, because I was so used to running at a specific hour, like, I feel like ADD. Like, I have to run at this hour. Right. And I would always time it. And now that I get to that point and I'm like, oh, it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then it slowly starts to creep in that it's going to get dark. And I love fall, but it makes me cry.
Yeah, I don't like the time change at all, especially because of, at work, I feel like even though when it's like 5, it looks like it's like 8 o'clock at night. I'm at work like all day, and it feels draining to me. I'm not a fan of the. I like that it's cooler weather. You know, we're not melting and in, you know, 12 degrees here in Texas.
But in El Paso, but in Texas, y'all, we have 90 degree, 80 degree weather right up until Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Right up until Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
Without fail.
Yeah.
So. Oh, but you know what? We are going to be experiencing a cold front next week.
Are we? Okay.
Or if you guys are hearing this and we already experienced a cold front, so.
Yes.
We'll keep you posted on that. But for sure. There is a, so, sweater weather. I don't like sweaters, though. Like, this is what I told you. Like, I like the aesthetic. I love the aesthetic of fall.
Mm-hmm.
The smells, the flavors. But believe it or not, I was talking to this, Halloween is not my favorite holiday. Like, Dia de los Muertos is, like, legit. Like, I want to go to Mexico to see that.
Right.
Halloween, like, costumes, getting all up. But I do want to give out candy for trick-or-treating. But it's just not my favorite. Now, Thanksgiving. I was teasing you about this, but
Thanksgiving is my jam.
Yeah, that they got moved.
Yeah. We'll just dangle that carrot for our listeners for right now. Really love Thanksgiving. I just love the food. I don't love like what it was symbolized, you know. But as far as just getting together and just
food, the heart of it,
family, yeah, the actual
actual heart of it, not with all this political like not nonsense, like not but, to offend anybody, but
the bad stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I really, really enjoy. And, you know, people are actually getting together. And I know this is iffy, you know, depending on your family dynamics and people don't enjoy it. But I enjoy just the getting together and the Friendsgiving and, you know, Thanksgiving and watching the parade and just getting together when there isn't necessarily gifts to be given. It's just to be together. I like that togetherness. So I agree. But no. I do love getting dressed up for Halloween. I'm not going to lie. I love dressing up. So, but as far as eating food, yeah, I'd rather eat all the food and the pies than picking out on the candy. Because your girl's always hungry.
Because what?
Because your girl's always hungry. I'd rather have a
girl.
Give me a big old meal with some pumpkin pie and a food coma. I'm down.
Yeah. And for me, I love Thanksgiving just because I think what it means being together with the family. I don't like to get in a food coma, but good God, girl, you know what? Some stuffing, some cranberry. Because honestly, like for Thanksgiving, I don't like pumpkin pie. My jam is stuffing, gravy and stuffing. I like turkey, but like,
I don't know. I want all of it. The turkey, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing. I want my pumpkin pie with some whipped cream on top. Oh, so good. So good.
But honestly, like, but I've never been into Halloween.
No.
So this will probably change because I know, I love spooky season. I love everything related to it. But I guess, I don't know, probably like it's probably building those traditions when you get older, like literally.
Right.
I was telling Carlos, I'm like, I want a tree. Like, we are getting a tree. Mm-hmm. And this was just an excuse for me because the son was like, well, when we travel, and he makes fun of me all the time. I told you about getting like a Starbucks cups from every state, and it was very rednecky of me. No offense to anyone out there.
Yeah, we do
that. And he's like, really? That's your excuse? But no, so it's about building those traditions. Mm-hmm. If you never did that when you were younger or anything like that, being an adult is the greatest thing because you can start those traditions and have those passed on. So I think that's what I'm looking forward to. I've always wanted to hand out candy and I kind of always wanted to just, you know, I would go trick-or-treating, but now I want to pay it forward. That's like, I'm like, let's get some candy. Like, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, like, that's my favorite thing. I love passing out candy to the kids.
But honestly, like, here's the thing. His son is like, yeah, my mom spends about $200, like, with candy. And I'm like, oh, my God, y'all. Like, I had a mini heart attack because my inner tourist, I'm like, hoarding money. I'm like,
it depends on what area you're in. So, you know, be stocked up. But, yeah, I'd get the Sam's Club big old candy bags. And I dropped about $150, $180 on candy just to last. because the first year I was not prepared for the amount of trick-or-treaters. And then, yeah, so just be ready. I like to have a couple.
Yeah, so tell me, because that's probably what I'll end up doing. So all of this to me, I'm just like, as an adult, you all, literally, if you want to see an accurate representation of Denora, it's just imagine like when they throw like big numbers at her or other things, she's, or other explosive things, she's literally clutching, like I'm clutching my neck, like as if I have pearls.
That's so funny. Yeah, I'll help you out, girl. No worries. But let's really back into the fall equinox and what we're going to be discussing this pod.
Well, it was about Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. So we have Mabon, which is the fall equinox. Usually about September 20th through the 23rd, just depending, mm-hmm. you know, at wherever the willow year stops. But
and if you're in the southern hemisphere, you guys are celebrating. It's not austere, right?
No.
No, it's leap. Is it leap?
I don't know. That's your end.
All right. Let's season continue before.
Okay. You'll look it up. Okay. So here in the northern hemisphere, we are celebrating Mabon, which is the fall equinox. And we're celebrating the equinox is all about balance. So it's for the second and final time of the year, the day and the night are equal in length. So, you know, in the summer we have longer days, shorter nights. And at this point specifically, the days and nights are equal and it's in perfect balance. And it's that perfect time to remember that of that power of like light and dark, but also like even happiness and sadness, because it's that even balance. We're contrasting in a natural part of life. So instead of, you know, trying to make the light side of like the wind, you also embrace that darkness as well, because it's only temporary. You know, the sun will be on its way soon enough. And it's just that nice, lovely balance. If you're even thinking maybe yin and yang. So, I didn't want to go on if you found.
I did.
Okay, go for it.
So I was right. In the southern hemisphere, you guys are, if you find yourself on this. Yeah. No, it's Ostara.
Oh, it's Ostara, Easter on their side. Okay. I was like, no way. Awesome.
No. For them, Letha is going to come up on December 21st.
Yes.
Okay. That's our Yule.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So these festivals are named after the god of Welsh mythology, Mabon. So he is the child of light and the son of the earth mother goddess. And what I found in my history is that there's very little evidence that Mabon was celebrating in the Celtic countries. It's really reconstructed paganism. And like I said, there's this, you know, perfect balance of this journey of the wheel of the year, because the counterpart of it being Ostara or the spring equinox. And, you know, it's just that beautiful balance. Also, if you think of dark and light, is that masculine and feminine, that inner outer balance. But we're again on that cusp of that transition. So the year now begins to wane as we go. Now, you know, after this, we're going to start going into a movement or moment of darkness, which, you know, just like the wheel, it just. Summer, we have a lot of light, little darkness. And now that we're coming into fall and winter, we have more darkness coming through. This is the second harvest, which is, it's time to party again.
it's always time to party.
Hell yeah. So it's like,
middle of the year.
Woo, we're going to party again. This is the second harvest. This is the fruit harvest and the great feast of Thanksgiving. So there's a harvest queen. And, you know, we are all enjoying the return of this god as the grain is harvested and safely gathered from Lammas and it reaches completion. And now we are enjoying the abundance of fruit and vegetables at this time. So now it's like thanking, you know, the waning sun. It's starting to leave us, starting to get darker. for the wealth of harvest that was given and brought upon the families. And that's why we have these festivals and we have these celebrations of giving thanks. But each turn of the wheel brings, it brings both the inner and outer gifts of insight. So I really, really love that. And that's probably why we, Dee and I, while we were discussing, we love Thanksgiving, because it's giving thanks. Look at this abundance of not just food, but maybe being surrounded by family or friends. And I know sometimes it's a hardship for those, you know, that hit hardships, but even at your lowest points, you know, because we've all been there, it's finding that light and really just giving thanks to the universe for anything that's as small as it might be, just giving thanks for it. Because if y'all have listened to the pod before, Dee and I discuss, like, sometimes when we hit what we feel is rock bottom, or we hit a wall, we have to reevaluate, why is this happening and how am I going about it? And if you want things, you know, like I want to be better, I wanted this, I want that, it's really putting it into a verbiage of like, you already have it. And what does that feel like when you have it? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? How do you feel inside? How do you feel on the outside when you have these things? And this is just a celebration, and it's a time of rest after labor of harvest. So as far as terms of life path, I think it's that moment where you're reaping what you have sown, and it's taking a look at all your hopes and your aspirations of Imbolc and Ostara and reflecting how they've manifested. So again, like how Dee and I say, I want to have $3,000 in my bank account all the time and have extra money for spa days once a month. Cool. But how are you working towards that? Because you can throw everything out in the universe. That's awesome, what you should be doing. But how are you working towards that? You know what I mean? And that's, I mean, you've heard Dee and I discuss it. Like, you basically, you reap what you sow, you know? I mean, you're not going to get XYZ if you didn't ABC, you know? So make sure you have that nice balance. This is a time to complete projects. It's a time to clear out things that are no longer needed or wanted as we prepare for winter and reflection and peace. So now is a time, and I'm so sorry, Cody decided to take a water break.
It's okay. You know what it is? It's out with the old, in with the new, or in this case, it's out with that summer clothing, in with the sweater weather, in with the Uggs.
Yeah.
Or weather, guys.
It's time to take out those blankets.
Oh my God, go be her season.
Fluffing out, yes. You know, and that way you're prepared. It's just like how we discussed, you know, people are starting to can their fruits, their vegetables, so that they're prepared for jam. Harsh, right? Oh my gosh, little job. But preparing for that winter weather.
Is it your jam?
It's jam is my jam. It just is. And then
sorry for the corniness.
No, I love it. I'm here for it all the time. But yes, you're absolutely right. We're starting to, and we just finished Virgo season. So that is about, hopefully you did.
Oh God.
If you didn't, because we're coming into, we're in the season, it's time to clear out. Yes. So Mercury retrograde is the 27th of September.
Brace yourself.
And you know what? We're okay. Honestly, I was looking at, and I'll just say this little tidbit, the Mercury retrograde, everyone needs to look at their finances. So do not overspend. That's what this Mercury retrograde is about right now in Libra. Make sure
you And I definitely balance. Feel that that retrograde, because that's exactly what I was doing today.
Well, as a Virgo, and since we already finished out Virgo season, I wanted to make sure that I bought everything I absolutely needed for whatever, and I was not going to start overspending on things like, I love my crystals. I love buying tarot decks and all kinds of things. But right now coming into the Mercury retrograde, it's not the time. Unless it's going to serve a purpose. You know what I mean? And I was very blessed. Daniel actually bought me a Cricut for my birthday.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I'm so excited because now I can like make things. So the things I'm purchasing, I'm gonna, you know, sell, you know, turn it around and sell. But as far as like other big purchases, it's now's the time to just hold on. Is this a want or a need? Is basically this time of reflection of your Mercury retrograde. So I don't know what you've been buying, but that's okay.
Let me tell you guys, because I heard this on another podcast, and I'm gonna give a shout out to No Way Sponsored. She is a badass. If you guys haven't, it's called The Financial Feminist. So she's a podcaster, but she has her first 100K. Ooh. Great girl. She teaches you how to, as a woman, like how to do finances.
Nice.
So segue into that really, really quickly. She talks about self-care versus like self-care, self-soothing versus critical self-care. Self-soothing is what we like to say, like treat yourself. And it's,
oh yes,
I think I was talking to you about that.
Yes, like, you were.
It's splurging, it's kind of numbing those things with if you had a bad day, just kind of be like, well, treat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But treating yourself is probably not the best way. You kind of want to do that critical self-care, like build that credit, do the hard things, because that's really where that self-care lies.
Exactly. And I'll actually going with that, now is the time to do that. It's your goal. Now's the time, instead of like treat yourself like all the time, now's the time to plant those seeds of like new ideas, hopes, dreams, whatever.
It's
now's the time, yeah. Because it's like, you know how things are dormant, mm-hmm. coming into the winter, but it's being nourished by the dark. Because think, if you're planting a seed, where does it go? In the dark soil. But you start watering it, you feed it, blah blah blah, and that way it starts coming out in spring. So that was a perfect segue, Dee. Perfect. You good.
So yeah, y'all practice that.
Mm-hmm.
Hoard. So it's like Mabon, mm-hmm. you know, Mabon. You hoard all that money. Like you're like a little acorn, like a little squirrel, like squirreling away your acorns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's my TikTok.
Okay. And that's my TikTok. Right now we see like cornucopias, or they're also called, I didn't know this, horn of plenty. That is a traditional symbol for Mabon. And I like that because it's like, it just shows like the wealth of harvest. And I always think they're so beautiful because of all the colors. But it was actually a balanced symbol, which is now at the time of balance, which is both male, phallic, and female, hollow and receptive of, you know, the fruit.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, oh, okay, I totally see that. Awesome sauce. I like how you laugh at me. You're like, yeah, we get it. Phallic.
Sorry, guys. Apparently I'm also 5 years old.
No. What was I going to say? No.
It's because I had mental images of that. So sorry. That's exactly why. Oh, Let me tell you. Okay, so brief into this. Why I always like joke around when I say I clutch my pearls. As a very vivid person, that's how I learn. So when people tell me things like very, especially like obscene things,
uh-huh.
or sexual things, my brain isn't just like, oh yeah, it's like reading. It's like, no, it will be graphic. It's like a graphic novel playing in my head. And that's exactly why, like, I clutch my pearls. And it's not because I'm like crass or anything like that. It's just because the director or the graphic artist in my head that decides to take on these roles is very graphic.
We got that wonderful imagination going on there.
Oh yeah, no, it's fucking top tier over here. It really is. It's kind of like borderlining and Tarantino here. Like,
that's awesome. I'm here for it. We'll just move on real quick. Herbs, if you're looking for herbs, rue yarrow, sage, rosemary, and chamomile. And as far as incense, we have pine, sage, sweet grass, and myrrh. Of course, we have the colors, which are browns, your reds, your creams, your gold, and purple, which is plum is actually plum and like a copper are my wedding colors since it's going to be Ethereum. Mm-hmm. Symbols are acorns, gourds, as we just discussed, leaves, cornucopias, and pine cones. Crystals, we have tiger's eye. And this was a new one. I don't know if you've heard of this, Dee. Gold sheen obsidian. And I know you love your
obsidian. I mean, you've got my full attention.
Yeah, gold sheen obsidian. Right now is a time we can buy right now, Dee. And it's going towards Maybon season. So
in honor.
Gold sheen obsidian.
Obsidian. Oh my lord. Hey,
I said that super, I don't know, with an accent. Obsidian.
Girl, you know what this looked like?
Hmm.
The Eye of Saruman from Lord of the Rings.
Ooh. You know what? I was expecting it to be brighter, I guess, like sun, like citrine, but it's not.
You know what? It's like the dark, it's like the edgy version of Tiger's Eye. How I can describe this. Super edgy. But
Stone of Magic. Ancient times known as a wizard stone. Awesome. This is cool. So if y'all are wanting to look at what we're looking at, gold
sheen
obsidian. Google it.
Type it in. You will not regret it. Trust me.
It's so pretty. It's an excellent tool for gazing, viewing the future, or accessing knowledge from the
past. Okay. That's what I'm telling you. It looks like the eye.
Mm-hmm. I totally
the little ball.
Yes. It looks cool. I'm gonna do a little bit, but I thought of you right away, and I was like, "Ooh, I know my girl loves obsidian." So, we also have peridot, clear quartz, of course, because that's
the
all healer. Yeah, it's universal. We also have citrine, aventurine, ruby, topaz, smoky quartz. Termulated quartz and moss agate, and I actually have I think almost all of these, and I didn't even realize, but maybe that's because I'm a Virgo, I'm an earth sign, so I am pretty much drawn, except for labradorite. I love labradorite. I love rocks. I don't even know what I'm saying, but I almost have all of these except for the gold sheen obsidian and the ruby. I've been wanting a ruby.
I really love how you say I'm a Virgo. Fuck it.
I just love rocks. I mean, as a kid, I collected rocks. So what am I even saying? Let me see. Where was I? Food. Foods, we have breads, grains, seeds, dried fruits, beans. And side note, the Mexican side of me was I haven't had beans de la olla in a minute, and I am craving them. So I'm about to make some. And you know what? Also, I don't know if you like not borracho beans, charro beans. Oh, my mouth is watering. So anyway, beans. I love beans. Squash, nuts, apples, pomegranate, potatoes, carrots, chicken, and wine. Specifically, apples are the symbol of the fruit harvest because.
All right, girl. Now you step me on my turf.
Oh, okay.
You're good. But continue.
No. I was just I didn't know, and I'll let you. This is you can go ahead and go. The apple. I didn't realize that it was significantly sacred as far as a tradition. I didn't realize that it was a symbol for life and immortality. If you wanna. Go on that.
Yeah, I can definitely take up on this one. So here's the thing. Apple is, and I have a huge section on apples. That's perfect.
No. That's the only thing I wrote as far as fruit. I mean, I knew apples because actually I was talking to Daniel's dad and they were coming into El Paso to get apples because it's apple season. And I remember picking apples with my grandma, cool. I didn't realize all of the symbolism with the apple. Yeah, because there's so much harvest, you know what I mean? I thought, oh, maybe the seeds, or you know the phallic squash, the zucchini. But no, it's the no, I'm just doing it on purpose. But yeah, the apple. So I'm ready to learn. I'd rather learn from you. So you go for it.
So here, apple. Okay, so going back, Pomona was a Roman goddess who was the keeper of orchards and fruit trees. Once I have Pomona apple. Mm-hmm. Unlike many of the other agricultural deities, Pomona is not associated with the harvest itself, but with the flourishing of fruit trees. She is usually portrayed bearing a cornucopia or a tray of blossoming fruit. But with apple, this is the really, if you cut an apple, and I think we all cut an apple like down the middle, like not the middle, long ways, but short ways, like through the center. If you cut the apple with ways, it reveals a pentagram containing seeds. It is a much loved symbol of paganism. The five points represent the elements, earth, air, fire, water, and spirit at the top, and thus also indicates the direction of east, south, west, north, and within. So linked to the elements water and earth and to the planet Venus, this fruit is sacred to the goddess Aphrodite and Freya, and is a symbol of love and immortality. Crushed apple leaves can be placed on a fresh wound to discourage corruption, and their powdered peels make for a divine smelling addition to a cleansing fall incense blend. Apples were often featured in pagan Mabon altars to thank gods for a bountiful harvest. Apples bring their own regulating influences to the harvest-laden tables. They are high in fiber, and of course, I mean, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So, very true. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know the scientific truth behind that, yeah, guys, so don't quote me.
It's just well-known fact.
So all my ladies out there trying to get a doctor, please do not eat apple. You're keeping your own husband away. I'll be here all week, guys.
But
I should not quit my day job.
I love it. Oh shoot.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
But yeah, that's why apples are sacred. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if you cut them down the middle, if you guys are there at home and you have an apple, just go ahead and do it yourself. And yeah, it has a star. And that's pomegranates.
Yes.
Oh, so pomegranates are considered to be the fruit of the dead. And that was for the offering that happened. Let me tell you guys. I have my notes around here somewhere. But that was Hades brought that to have pomegranates.
Pomegranates are so freaking delicious. I used to have a pomegranate bush or tree.
No, they're really abundant. And if you've ever been here, like at least here in El Paso, there's not, but there's a lot of them if you travel. Like I saw that a bunch on where did I see that?
Mine's pretty good here, but you know what? I had ample shade, and the previous owner had planted them, and they were they flourished. Oh my gosh, I'm so spoiled with them. They're so good.
So here it is. Here's the story, guys. I knew I have it in my notes. So Demeter and Persephone are strongly connected to the times of autumn equinox. When Hades abducted Persephone, it sets in motion a chain of events that eventually lead to the earth falling into darkness each winter. This is a time of the Dark Mother, the crone aspect of the triple goddess. The goddess is bearing
bearing this time not as a basket of flowers, but as a sickle. As a sickle person, she is prepared to reap what she has sown. So that's the association with pomegranates.
Nice. That's cool. No.
It is, that's why it's called the fruit of the dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I did not know that. That is actually pretty cool.
And honestly, like all these apps, like the foods and the foods around Maybon. Of course, you have your gourds, your squash, your eggplants, your pumpkins. And I think as we jump into the next episodes that we'll be featuring on this fall, we'll talk a little bit more of pumpkin. So briefly go over this so I don't move anything onto that one. And for apples, how you guys can celebrate Maybon is by baking some apple pie, baked mm-hmm. apples, mm. apple cider, mm-hmm. some hard apple cider, ooh. Some mulled wine apple cider. Just a lot of apple cider. Or you can try, and this by no way sponsored by Starbucks, but the apple crisp macchiato.
Mm-hmm.
Seeds, nuts, pods, walnuts, and hazelnuts are specifically abundant during this time. As the other ones, you would have to kind of toast them and get to the meat of them. But walnuts and hazelnuts can also be used for stuffed nut squash.
Nice.
Right, yeah. So that I hear is a really really good dish, and I think I'm going to be prepping that sometime soon for fall, because
I'm going to do a zucchini bread. I've never done zucchini bread. I did not get to do it for the last
one. And I have a really good, so maybe we could try this one. Not zucchini bread, but I found a recipe online mm-hmm. that's called the Dark Mother Maybon Honey Wheat Bread.
Oh. So okay. We should put that in our show notes. Cool. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So that one, guys, that will be in our show notes. I'm not going to go into the details of that, but.
That sounds so, so good. Actually, I just love bread. Well, you know this. You brought me bread and jam. I almost married you.
I love bread.
Just kidding, babe.
Sorry, Danny. I'm going to steal her from you.
That was when he was in Kentucky. And she's so sweet. She came over. We were celebrating.
Honestly, and for Maybon, I don't know how your schedule is, but mm-hmm. we can definitely partake in some bread.
Yeah. Ooh, if we were to bake together, you can come over to my house since I have AC.
Yeah. No, girl, there's no way.
I don't want to heat up your apartment.
Okay, hang on. I realize why my apartment gets so hot.
Why?
Because downstairs is the dryer.
Oh, and no in way.
In the basement. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, girl. Oh, no.
But I mean, come winter, that's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Me. You'll be nice and toasty, roasty. That's nice.
But so for the time being, I've had my AC on blast.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I don't want to overheat you, but.
No, I think we're past that, guys. I've got a new phone.
Woo! Not in the freezer anymore.
Not in the freezer. Okay. Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. But no, we could definitely bake some bread, because I'm interested in making this corn.
Yeah.
This honey one.
Yeah, the honey one. We can have that one. We'll have a little smorgasbord of bread.
Yes.
I can do the zucchini. And
so we should probably do that before.
Yeah.
Just kidding. And
we'll see. Or anyways, our poor listeners are probably like, great, thanks. Now we're hungry.
Well, guys, it's Maybon. Yeah. So let me tell you guys.
Okay. What did we just say? Let's go celebrate. It's time.
So speaking of celebration, so I'm going to segue into this because it is kind of interesting for me. Okay. So going back, and I'll jump into the food, mm-hmm. but for September during the fall equinox, actually the full moon has several different names. And interesting, around the fall equinox, the full moon rises around sunset for several nights in a row, which traditionally provides farmers with just enough extra light for them to finish their harvest before the frost of fall kills them all. So if for all my Neil Young fans, I love that. If I ever get married, I get that Harvest Moon shall be playing. Cause
I like it.
That song is just great. But yeah, so honestly, the Harvest Moon in September, it goes by many different names. Harvest Moon, we have the Corn Moon, Singing Moon, Barley Moon, ooh, the Elk Call Moon, and last but not least, the Wine Moon. And that makes that. With the Wine Moon said, grapes are the best time for, grapes are being picked, they're being prepared for new wines. So that's where a lot of like wine festivals happen around this time, during the harvest time.
Yes.
And with that said, mead and mulled wine, y'all. So I know we've talked about it in the past during Letha, during all our Sabbaths, but probably a lot of you all are like, what is mead? What the hell? I don't know what it is. You've been going on this for like a lot. I don't know what the hell mead is. Okay.
We kind of discussed mead.
Yes. But for this record, I was like, I'm going to say it because I'm always just saying it. And this is interesting. Mead is a honey wine. Mm-hmm. So think of Pooh Bear.
Yes.
Drunk Pooh Bear.
Drunk Pooh Bear.
Hey! I love it. Everyone's really thinking like drunk, to be quite honest.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
It's honey and water fermented by yeast. And it can be flavored with fruits, spice, grains, and or hops. So originally mold of mead is a lot older. It actually dates, it's older than beer and it's a lot older than wine. It dates back to 3000 BCE. And it was said that mead was created when raindrops fell into a pot of honey. That's why I said drunk Pooh Bear. Because he's always like having his little honey pot.
Right. Yes.
So
he gets his little snout stuck in his little honey jar.
Girl, because it's like booze. Have you ever seen like a drunk man? Like, I've never seen anybody love honey as much as like Pooh Bear. So I'm pretty sure he was drinking mead.
Probably. That's good stuff.
But so you guys can definitely create your own mead. But you can create your own mead and you can consider the spices and their correspondence when you're making your own mead to be celebrated during Maybon. So you have cinnamon, which cinnamon it's associated with spirituality, success, healing, protection, prosperity, and good luck.
Yes.
You can also add anise, which is calming, good luck, protection, psychic awareness. If you are interested, want to add some orange, love, divination, luck, money, happiness, and cloves, which are a symbol of good luck, prosperity, friendship, stopping rumors.
Oh.
Love and sex.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And then honey, above all, it's about binding relationships closer, sweetening relationships and people, fertility and prosperity. So those are things that we're considering making your mulled wine or your mulled mead. These are some good spices to add. Or if you just want to have all of them and like make sure that everything gets covered, just add everything.
Hell yeah.
But everything honestly, but
the kitchen sink.
Everything but the kitchen sink, y'all. Just don't add some like garlic to this thing because I don't think that's gonna be good. But orange, anise, and clove. And I think we're going to talk about this when we do episodes to come of Dia de los Muertos. But now I understand why orange is highly used. Because all of these are their notes for Pan de Muerto.
Yes.
So.
So excited for that.
And then for food, if you guys are interested in soups, and we talked about the mini beans, mm-hmm. actually during this time, soups were made with mini beans, and this was a sign of abundance. That's why you have your 10 bean soup, and it is said that like 7 beans or 10 beans, like max, like you can go crazy, mm-hmm. like have a plethora of all the different beans, like lima beans,
a lot of beans.
But you know what, girl, I love that soup so much.
Which one?
I make it. It's called a 10 bean soup, and you can get it at Sprouts. It comes in like a little bag. Mm-hmm. And you can make it like pasta fagioli.
Oh, okay.
Really good. Really great. And I'll definitely link that in the description, guys, because I have a vegan one that is really great. But yeah, it will make you very, very musical.
Oh, yes. I can see that.
And it does hurt your stomach, so I definitely recommend some Beano when you're consuming grains, y'all, because...
Take it a spoon at a time, y'all.
Take it a spoon at a time, because honestly, like,
First date status either.
Not first date status. If you guys have been in a relationship for long enough, and you just want to, help.
We'd be having beans tonight, baby.
I mean...
is what it is.
Take it from me. I'm like, when I make that for Carlos and me, I'm like, we have to space that. And I was like, yeah, maybe not. Because it gets magical, y'all. It's very musical. Okay. Not magical. I always tell him that. Like, what do you mean? It's like, oh, it gets very musical.
It's very musical. Mm-hmm. We each be tooting horns over here.
Oh, God. And honestly, like, side note, I do not, I have yet to be conscious and aware to fart it in his presence.
Oh, that'll be
that's just weird. Do so. That probably will be very great because my stomach gets so upset every single time. I'm like,
Let it rip.
Just let it rip.
Sorry, honey. It is honest. What it is. Everybody poops, also, in case you didn't know. But I get you. I totally feel you.
But yeah, so going back to the fruit, guys, pears and poached wine, you guys can do some, you know, anything, apples with some wine, or maybe some rum. I don't know what pairs well with that, but you can do that. And let me going back, touching a little bit on Maybon. So it is known as the pagan Thanksgiving. And we talked about that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's a time of reflection and grace and balance, but y'all, here's the kicker. Fun fact, the first Thanksgiving was celebrated on October 3rd.
That is nuts.
Uh-huh. So in 1621, when the pilgrims had like their first Thanksgiving with the Wampanoag people, mm-hmm. it was after the first harvest.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the Wampanoag people practiced giving thanks as a part of their daily life. So when they brought that over to, you know, like the pilgrims and everything, that's what they were trying to. They were trying to actually tame those savages, not the savage, not the pilgrims mm-hmm. that claimed the Indians to be savage.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But here's where it gets interesting. In 1863, Abe Lincoln issued the Thanksgiving Proclamation, which changed the date to Thanksgiving because originally Thanksgiving is supposed to be celebrated around October 3rd or around Maybon after the second harvest,
right?
Where everything's like plentiful, you're giving thanks, and that
which makes sense. Yeah, that makes total sense.
But no, thanks to your dear boy Abraham Lincoln issuing his Thanksgiving proclamation, it changed everything to the last day, the last Thursday in November. To the last Thursday in November. And in 1939, Franklin FDR adjusted it yet again, making it the second to last Thursday.
That is so interesting.
And this was in the hopes of boosting post-depression holiday sales.
Oh, look at us. That's nothing to do with family and being bountiful. Let's get them sales up.
Yep. So that doesn't tell you what how America went.
Yeah, I mean, that totally makes sense. Because you know what? While I was doing the research, and then when you brought it up earlier as a little teaser for me, I was like, you know what? It makes sense that it was probably changed. It was probably sooner. Because why would it be later if Mabon's like right here in the beginning? Yeah, wow.
But so during all this time, all this, like all the changing back and forth confused a lot of people. So then 2 years later, Congress finalized it. So that would put it at 1941. Congress finalized it saying that the fourth Thursday of November would be the Thanksgiving each year. So interesting. It was like, okay, we're going to move it from October to November. Makes no sense because everything's cold. Literally, right. You know, other parts of the country, the U.S., everything's frozen. Mm-hmm. Like the crops are dead. Like they're dead. They're just they have frost on them. So yeah, that doesn't tell you how.
That's
about Christmas. Mm-hmm. About Christmas.
Christmas.
About Thanksgiving.
Uh huh.
But that's Mabon for y'all. So interesting like fact: we were supposed to be celebrating it in October 3rd.
Cool.
So the autumn equinox, and this brings it back to how it's celebrated across the civilizations across the world. In 1973, you have what we know as Oktoberfest. This is how the Germans celebrate Mabon. Mm-hmm. And it is still being celebrated the last week of September.
Nice.
In Greece, there is a festival held to celebrate fall, to celebrate the harvest of grapes for wine, hence the wine moon. In China, mid-autumn festival is celebrated on the night of the harvest moon, and it is a festival of honoring family unity.
Mm-hmm. Like
and then we have back to the U.S. that it was supposed to be October 3rd for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And then the English countryside, we have the Feast of St. Michael, and it's observed on September 29th. A meal of goose and St. Michael's bannock is traditionally served on this day. And in Nigeria, the Yoruba people celebrated the Yam Festival every October with dances for their ancestors and the fertility of crops for the succeeding year. So, like Mabon that. Is a lot of tradition, a lot of unity, a lot of, you know, just giving thanks.
Mm-hmm.
To all the hard work that was done, you know, for Beltane, Ostara, and just being together.
Mm-hmm. Just being together. Heck yeah.
Being together, getting drunk,
eating,
and then bread, y'all. Mm-hmm. Which brings me to the concluding of mine. Bread is a big thing during these harvest festivals. And preferably they're baked into human shape, not to be confused. Do not bake your humans into
bread. That's not what we're saying
here. Not what we're saying. I'm not going to be saying like Sweeney Todd and bake them into pies.
I kind of like that movie.
Okay. Do not go kettle. But it was honestly a time to concentrate on the bread you have created and turn. Okay. So here's a little interesting thing. So when we're making bread, if you guys are making bread on yourself, in your home, my kitchen witches, take time and concentrate on the bread you are making. Like, what is your intention? Like, count your blessings. Mm-hmm. And when you're putting all your intentions into that bread, you put your bread into the oven, you take the bread out, and once it's cool, turn the loaf 3 times, saying, and you're supposed to chant this. From the fields and through the stones into fire, Mabon bread, as the wheel turns, may all be fed. God bless.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, not God bless.
Right.
God is blessed. My bad.
Okay.
Before I upset any angry gods. So you take it and you know, once you've chanted this blessing into your into your bread, you share it with your family and your friends, and you pass it on. Like, and all the blessings, all the intentions that you baked into it will be distributed.
Nice. I like that. I really do like that.
So that is Maybon for y'all.
And one more thing, well, a couple of things, because I stepped on these toes a little bit with the apples. But easy ways to celebrate Maybon, and we understand here, and we totally get it. You know, school, for some of you, school's barely starting, because some schools just start late in September. Others, like myself, have been slaving away already. But remember when we're discussing all these, you know, the wheel of the year, you don't have to go out and buy things. You don't have to, like, stress yourself out, like, oh my gosh, I have to celebrate the wheel of the year and see the Maybon and I haven't done it. No, just little things. Even if it's just sitting down, having dinner with your family and just saying, you know, we're grateful for family and whatever else. But other ways, easy ways to celebrate Maybon, even if you're in the broom closet, as we say, you can have a bonfire for close family and friends. You can decorate, like Dee said, you know, decorate your area, porch or entryway with autumn greenery. As we all know, I mean, all the fall is, first off, the fall stuff has been off, but have you seen the Christmas stuff? It's already up. So you can get your fall decor and, you know, just kind of decorate.
It's too early.
I know. You can just decorate for fall, and it doesn't have to be major, just something small. You can even go apple picking if you want. Have a picnic, and you can literally do that in your backyard. Just being outdoors. And, of course, clean your house, because this is the time we want to get rid of the stagnant or negative energy before we start bringing in winter. We always think, oh, spring cleaning, but now's the time to also kind of cleanse. Even like a potluck with your favorite people. And we're not saying big, you know, because be careful, be safe, because we know there's still, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, but having a potluck is like awesome, you know? Everyone brings their favorite dish. And if that is still like, you know what, it's still a lot, you know, you don't need to stress over it. You can also at bedtime just light a candle. If you can't light a candle, get a battery powered one. They have really nice ones that look like real flame. And just kind of close your eyes, take deep breaths for, I don't know, at the minimum 5 minutes, and just giving thanks for all your blessings. Blessing of anything and everything. I think is just the best and easiest way for us to, I mean, every day. What do you think? I mean, it doesn't have to be Maybon. I mean, you can just give.
No, you
be
really,
thankful every day. You know?
You really can. And honestly, I think you can attest to this. I always preach when people ask me, like, how, like, not to manifest or anything like that, but it's giving gratitude. Like, how do you start your day? You set intentions at the end of the night. Like, write 10 things that happened good that day. Don't write, like, I'm thankful for my bed. I'm thankful for that. Because that gets... You can do that, and it's not the purpose.
Yeah,
but it's not. You don't have to go out of your way. You don't like, if you can, sure. Hell, yeah. If you want a freaking party, I mean, we're not here. I'm not the CDC to tell you how many people you can and cannot have.
Exactly.
If you want to be mindful of others, I mean, by all means, go for it. But you can, maybe you have a huge family and you want to bring this together, or just.
But you just want to celebrate with people that you want, or don't feel obligated. Like, oh, I got to invite, you know, Miss Mary.
And that's important.
Whatever you want. Yeah. And. Like we say, you know, to have the crystals are nice, but don't go out. Even if you're out walking and you see a flower, you know, thank it. You know, I'm going to take it back and put it on my secret altar or whatever. Just put it, and you know that that's what it's for. And I think that's the beautiful part of what Dee and I like to bring to everybody. It's not like in stone. And, you know, also we're not experts. So whatever you feel, that's what your spiritual journey is all about. These are just little things to help you along it.
maybe your spiritual journey, how you want to celebrate this May bun, is by honoring Dionysus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some wine.
Exactly.
By all means, go to your local wine festival, get drunk and get merry, and you know, till your heart contents. Mm-hmm. But as long as it makes you happy, y'all.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, as long as it makes you happy, as long as you're giving thanks, and you're just not doing it I'm just gonna say it to say it, because that's not what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And like how Susan was saying, you can always celebrate Maybon with the little tiny things. Do you think our ancestors were over here going to their local crystal shops or going to their local, quarry and be like, yeah, I'm going to harvest this one today? No, they were busy harvesting. They were busy canning and doing working, shit. Y'all.
They were working. Yeah.
They were
That's
working.
What we're saying, just like you, the work never stops. But also find time. And that's the thing. If they were pulling up zucchinis and pumpkins and they're harvesting and they're canning and their day, and that is day in and day out, and they can find time to pause, I think we need to also take time.
Yeah,
I
could stop scrolling through Instagram. Yeah,
literally. And
like, you know, 3 hours into Reels.
Me too. I that's me, 100%. So it's like, man, I wish I could blah, 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 but here I am on TikTok. You know, because it's easy, you know, but yeah, like just take 5 minutes for yourself at the very least and honestly give thanks to yourself, because you are a strong, amazing, gifted person, and we need to stop the negative self-talk. I feel like the readings that I'm giving is a lot of that. We need to start clearing that negative energy out. And I know it's difficult because of what surrounds us and the ugliness, but understand our beautiful listeners and amazing listeners, you are important. You are talented. You are creative. So we need to take that negative self-talk out and just give thanks to yourself. Hell yeah. Sorry, I got on my soapbox.
No. You're good. You got your TED Talk. But on the core of what Maybon is, it is balance. And not to quote the Ten Rings here, but you have to honor both the light and the dark that is in you. Mm-hmm. That's who you are. You can't run away from your darkness. You can't run away from your past. You can't try to blast out all the negativity with light and hashtag, you know, your shadow self. But mm-hmm. Maybon is a time of that balance, that yin and that yang. Mm-hmm. And how are you going to, you know, be able to learn from it is maybe do some meditation. And I know, because homegirl over here cannot meditate for shit. I'm not one to preach for this one, but trust me. Try doing it a little. If you like going out for a run, and I was telling Susan that before we started, I was like, I'm gonna go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And my headphones were charged. I wasn't scrolling on my phone. Like, I put on my little, like, my tracker for that, and that's it. And I had a connection with nature, you know.
Nice.
And yeah, you're gonna see those wandering thoughts. You're going to go, it's like, well, what am I going to do today and tomorrow and tomorrow? But then somehow along the lines, like when you're walking, you start to listen to the birds.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to listen to how the air feels through, you know, like moves through your skin, or how you're sweating and it's super hot. But it's all about getting connected, getting grounded back with yourself. Because it's so easy to feel that all that time that you're wasting, you're not being productive.
Right.
And at the end of the day, it's like charging your phone. If your phone's on 1% and you plug it into that charger and yet you're still playing on it, I mean, like, you're not really giving it its chance to do its thing.
Right.
How are you supposed, you know, how you're supposed to function?
Mm-hmm.
And again, with that being said, practice, you know, a quick meditation. If you can't meditate for like hours and hours and hours and hours, do it for a minute. Put a candle on the floor and fire gaze.
Yep.
If you want to make it extra, like,
magical and mystical. Just focus on the flame. You don't have to like predict the future, but just focus on that flame.
Yeah.
Like how it goes in and out, mm-hmm. or it sways from one way to the other. But just focus on that. Let any thought that goes into your mind come in and wander out.
Yes. I like that. Actually, that's a good segue for our thing coming up. Our fit witch.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, you need to see, because honestly, like I was telling Susan, I love fall. So I am here recording this in my fall gear. It says training for fall, and it's like the letters falling. But as October comes around, you know, summer starting to fade away. No more hot girl summer, but we have my favorite fall fit witch. Bitch, fall is coming off.
What?
I can't even say it. I can't, don't even ask me to repeat that. But anyway.
Bitch witch is what it is.
Bit witch. Bitch. Wait, oh my God, I can't even freaking say that. I added bitch, y'all. Sorry.
We were coming up with this and I was like, ooh, a fit witch challenge. And D kept saying, yeah, fit bitch witch. And I was like, are we going to say bitch? Is that our theme? You were so confused. Like,
I was so confused. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
It comes out. Like, honestly, it just, whoever wants to be like, yeah, wants to come out. But the fit witch challenge.
Yes. I mean, hey, I know you do. So, I mean, we can call it the fit bitch witch.
No, but we have to keep it like family censored, y'all.
We can. So. I mean, in y'all's head, as far as t-shirts and stuff, we'll just put the fit witch.
So with that being said, and me and Susan, if you follow us on our own personal things, you will see me and her posting. I know you've been running.
Yes.
You've been running with Danny.
Yes, we are running in September we did the 9/11, and then we are still currently working on the soldier suicide awareness. So that's what we're working on in September. We're pushing.
So you're doing that, and if you've not heard me, I've been preaching because I love my little fall run. It's Gordy's fall.
Yes.
But we have a special training, which honestly, this is like the cutest little run ever.
Yeah.
I told you, right? Like, yeah. I am now going to run with a pumpkin. Yeah. And like Carlos every time tells us, like, why are you going to run with a pumpkin strapped onto you? Mm-hmm. Holding a pumpkin. But it has the cutest name, y'all. It's like Tough Pumpkin. And I'm like,
I love it.
It's so cute.
I love it.
But so I'm training for that. And, mm-hmm. but which
Fit witch
challenge. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're gonna have to help me guide me through that, because the bitch is coming time. Through it all there.
That's okay. That is okay.
But we have a very special segment into that one. If you guys are interested in joining, me and Susan are gonna be posting that a lot onto our social media page as the coming days come on. But hopefully. So what this entails, and it's going to be tiered, y'all.
Yes, yes.
So per day, you were supposed to walk or run a mile. And y'all, it's really easy.
Yes.
It's really easy. If you run at like the slowest pace, you can do that in 12 minutes. Depends.
Yeah.
You can walk it. And this is to total up for the month of October to be 31 miles total.
Yes. So this starts in October, everyone. Just wanted to reiterate.
Yeah.
We're beginning October 1st.
So in October 1st, this is when it's coming out. So we'll be rolling it out soon. But 31 miles. So 1 mile per day. And that is actually has the cutest little name for it. And it's called Chucky's Child Play. Because
it's child play. Everyone can do it.
1 mile can do it. You guys can do it. And for the second one, which that's tier two, and it's called Michael Myers, because mm-hmm. we're kicking off spooky season already.
Yes.
That is 1 mile per day
or 31 minutes of a workout.
Yes.
And that one cannot be non-negotiable.
Correct.
31 ounces of water, because, you know, you got to be hydrated. Mm-hmm. And then tier three, which is Jason. So all my Jason lovers out there, that entails 1 mile per day. 1 mile per day and 31 minutes of a workout. Mm-hmm. And 31 ounces of water.
Yes.
And that's what. And then we have some advanced options.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, actually, tier four. We have running 3.1 miles three times per week and a 31-second plank per day, because we're going to get you some abs of steel, y'all.
Yeah.
And 31 ounces of water per day.
Yes.
And that is tier four, which is called Freddy.
Yes.
So me and Susan, we're going to be doing it. So I hope you guys stay tuned. She's training, I'm training for it. We're all training for it, because.
And it's fun just to get our kids feet together and just post. Please don't post your map of your run or your walk, just your total that you ran or you walked or you worked out. And send it to our Instagram at Hocus Pocus Let's Focus.
Or tag us.
Yeah, I was going to say, whatever you feel most comfortable with, we would love to see you. We'd love to see you and all that you're doing, just to get us, you know, enjoying this fall weather.
And it's honestly to help, it's good, not to quote Legally Blonde, but to like boost those endorphins. Those happy people don't kill their husbands.
For sure.
Fall is coming up. Y'all, that seasonal depression is right around the corner, unfortunately. Having that ability to just enjoy a walk in the fall leaves, just enjoying that fall air. And it gives you a great excuse. Look, y'all, all the month of October, you can train. You can look freaking killer in your costume again. All shapes and sizes are amazing and beautiful in their own way, but strength.
Yeah.
That's where witches get it. Your strength and strengthen your core. And then all that you guys are doing. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, y'all.
Yeah.
And plus, you want to get on those Black Friday sales, because God knows, corporate America.
I don't do that.
But you know what? You gotta be fit. You've got to have some strength in you to carry that.
We are going to be fit witches.
That screen TV.
Basically, we just wanted to get our community together. So we hope that you can join us. Honestly, even if you don't do all 31 days, that's okay. I mean, you do 1 or 2 days, that's something. So please.
That's progress.
Yeah, we want to celebrate you. And just us coming together, and we thank you so much for listening to our pod and your 5-star reviews. If you can continue to bring those in, and we just love having and listening and hearing from you guys, 100%. So
for those of you interested in that, segueing to that, we are still running our promotion.
Yes.
If you go ahead and leave us a positive review. Preferably 5 stars.
5 stars on Apple, correct?
Yes, on Apple, because we get ranked.
Right. And so, this is so that other people, when you give us the 5, it's not that we want 5 stars. When you give us a 5-star review, it actually boosts us so that more people can find us and
more people can know
more the merrier.
Like these cool little interesting facts about us. So our silliness, these cool challenges, you know, we're still doing readings, Susan and I.
Yes.
Know we haven't jumped on the lives as much as we would have liked to, and that's just because life gets crazy. Yeah. But
we're still around.
We're still around. We're coming up with, the podcasts are getting delivered every week, for the exceptions of, you know, we have a week break.
Right.
In between them. But we're here. We have a lot of cool fall events going on. We're going to be doing some gratitude, some fit witch activity, some pumpkin, some Dia de los Muertos, a lot of food, y'all. Some Samhain's coming up, y'all.
Too. Yep. That thinning veil. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Some, it's gonna get very interesting, y'all. Mm-hmm. But the more that, you know, you guys can help us spread the love. And I do know that our podcasts are long. So forever, if you guys stay tuned all the way through this episode, we do appreciate you guys. We honestly do. It's a lot of time to take out of your busy schedule to listen to us, but we do appreciate it. So definitely do head on over to Apple Podcasts and give us that good review. You will be entered. Well, take that screenshot when we will get you your free reading.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what better way to get your free reading for Mabon, for Samhain, for whatever time of day that you're listening to this? Go ahead and do that.
Yes, for sure.
And without further ado, let me tell you, I did find a prayer for Mabon.
Oh, okay.
So the prayer for Mabon, and you can practice this, you know, during Mabon season, during the Sabbath, or before, like me and Susan were talking about making part of that your ritual routine at night. So here's a prayer. We have so much before us, and for this we are thankful. We have so many blessings, and for this we are thankful. There are others not so fortunate, and by this we are humbled. We shall make an offering in their name to the gods who watch over us. And those in need are someday as blessed as we are this day. So.
I like that. That was very beautiful.
So with that, y'all, I hope you guys enjoyed Mabon. And I will definitely link in that Dark Mother Mabon honey wheat bread. And stay tuned, because probably me and Susan will be getting together in the kitchen, being kitchen witches.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Then yeah, I honestly, I think I'm good.
Okay.
I want to go get some Pooh Bear.
Some Pooh Bear honey mead.
Honey mead.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you all for listening, and thank you for joining us. If you happen to join us, starting with our Fit Witch challenge in October, thank you for those ratings. And honestly, thank you for just being you. And well, on that, I'm Susan, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
And do you guys, so be happy, be merry, be thankful. And I will end this with my favorite quote. Blessed, but stressed, but blessed, and pumpkin spiced obsessed. So
love it.
Without I have that. To go there, guys.
Love it. Have a great day, guys, or evening. And thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye, y'all.